Hey guys, it's Jade Hooper with the Why the Hell Not podcast. You guys, I'm just so excited for today. I'm so excited. I have been going through some crazy transformations, and I hope that you have been too. I hope that my podcast is serving you and that it's helping you grow. I hope that there's something that you can pull out of every single thing that I say, every single episode, that helps you grow and change your mind. And I have to tell you, it is crazy that even like weeks and weeks ago, you know, we started the 45-day challenge, the 21-day challenge, and you guys are continuously tagging me and showing me that you're doing these things, and I'm just so proud of you, and I thank you so much for just diving in and growing, being willing to grow, because that is the number one thing that you need to do, is to be willing to grow and to have the courage to grow. And that's what we're going to talk about today, you guys. We're going to talk about having courage, okay? Now, I'm just driving home from Target. I had to go pick up just a couple things. And, you know, it really blows my mind how quickly we can spend $55 at Target in literally 5 minutes. But that's neither here nor there. But it just goes to show how when we just do things mindlessly, you know, just things that we're used to, it's no big deal. But when we do things that look a little different and maybe look packaged up in a different way, we can be so afraid of the unknown. This is what I have to tell you guys. How many of you guys are sitting on edge and you're just like 2 seconds away from just jumping all into whatever your dreams are, but you keep saying no because you're waiting for that moment that you just feel fearless? This is what I have to tell you. That fearless moment, it's not going to come. That fearless moment is not going to come. You are waiting for it, for your success and for all the things that you want to look differently, to be packaged up in a different way. Well, Jade, I thought that when, you know, like I was going to be ready and like successful and all these things, that my days were going to look different. The sun was going to shine. I was going to wake up and there was going to be birds making my... There was going to be little mice, you know, like picking out my clothes for the day. And that's just not how it is. See, this is the thing. Yesterday, you know, you were tired. You were running around. You had jobs. You had kids. You had spouses. You had house. You had business. You had all this stuff. And today, you have the exact same thing. The difference is that today, you decided to have the courage to just say yes and do it anyways. That you're no longer looking at your circumstances, and normally the reason why you're doing this, as your excuse. You're not looking at your circumstances as the reason why you can't do it. And instead, you are empowering yourself through those circumstances. Courage is just a belief. It's just a mindset. Just like just success is the same thing. Success is just a state of being. It's not... it's a state of mind. It's not a place. It's not a destination. Because you guys, I have reached these levels to where I thought like, that's okay. This is what success is. Success is going to be, you know, this certain 5-figure paycheck. Success is going to be earning this bonus. Success is going to be, you know, reaching this rank or, you know, accomplishing this thing. But then I did it. And then the next day I was like, I don't feel successful anymore. Why is that? Because there's always somewhere next to go. There's always something else to do. And what you have to do is you have to just continue to have the courage to just say yes to the stepping stones. Start looking at success as a stepping stone situation. Look at success as little bits and pieces of life and journey thrown together and not a place. Because you are measuring and equalizing your success to like doing this, the things outside of your comfort zone, the scary things. And then you go do it and you're like, well, why don't I feel good? I just did it. I accomplished that. Like I checkmarked that off my list of things. Like, why don't I feel really good right now? And it's, again, it's because success was just like, you feel successful, full of success, just checkmarking those things off. But success is not a place. So what you've got to do is you've got to identify that place that you want to go. Where do you want to be? Okay, and you've got to go real long and real far, because it's got to take you some time. It can't be something that you're just going to accomplish in 1 month, because then what are you going to do afterwards? You're going to reach that. You're going to say, okay, but like, what's next? Like, I don't know. That doesn't feel like how I thought it was going to feel. Changing your life and accomplishing things that people don't accomplish. You guys, it takes the courage. It's just courage. It's the courage to do it anyways, even when you're fearful, even when you're tired, even when you're sad. Do you want to know something? I confess, I cry almost every single day, every day. I'm doing the things, I'm talking to people, I'm helping people get started with their business, we're building our team, we're promoting, and I'm doing things that I never truly thought like that I could do. I knew someday I would do it, but I didn't know that that someday, like I was gonna walk that someday right now. And you know, my life looks so similar just pretty much to like just a couple months ago when I kept telling myself I have, you know, more kids and I have less time and I have less this and I don't have this and I don't have that. But it looks the same as it does today. But it's just because I have the courage every single day to wake up, to pull my big girl panties on, and to just say yes to doing it, regardless of what it looks like today, that it's up to me. It's just courage. So many people, you guys, are used to just what they have, not having enough, living below, you know? And the fact that you could have more in the unknown is so scary that people would rather choose to be mediocre and live in mediocrity than to have the courage to say yes to what is unknown. And I have to tell you that there's someone who has walked into the unknown that you are thinking about walking, and they made it. And there's nothing scary there. There's no monsters. There's no dinosaurs that are going to bite your head off. It's just another level of life. And in fact, it's much more peaceful there. The air is clearer. You eat better there. You sleep better there. There's nothing to fear. Well, Jade, what if there's more rejection? Yeah, but there's going to be also more yeses. Because with every rejection, there's 100 yeses. You just have to get to that point. But you won't get there unless you have the courage to step out and step in faith. And my favorite thing is just knowing that someone else accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. Just to know that it's possible is enough for me. See, I'm like you, you know? I think crazy things all the time. I have these ideas all the time. And then I say to myself, who am I to have that? Who am I to be that? That is crazy. People like me don't do that. But when I can see that someone else who's like me has done it, and I'm like, game on. Game on. Let's go. It's possible. Why not me? If they can do it, I can do it. What I've had to learn is that I've got to stop waiting for someone else to have the courage to change their life before I change mine. Sometimes you have to be that first person. People will say to me all the time, well, I don't see, you know, this certain race that's in success. I don't see this certain kind of age or this certain kind of person or this person who lives from here or there. How do I know it's possible? Well, what if you are up in here because you are supposed to be that first person? Are you going to wait for someone to save you first? Or are you going to have the courage to just stand up and say yes and start living out your dreams? And you might just be paving the way for hundreds of thousands of people that are just like you. Well, Jade, who am I to be that person? Those are some big shoes to fill. Yes, they are. But you are going to fill them anyways, following someone else who did it first. So what's the difference? I want to ask you guys today to just say yes to courage every single day and work anyways. Are you crying? Work anyways. You fearful? Work anyways. You're sick? Just work anyways. I promise you, that is success. It's when you have the fire in front of you and you walk in the fire because you know that the Lord has made us fireproof and that he is with us. And that all you're going to do is you're going to just harden up like metal in the fire. And all of a sudden you're going to come out and people are going to say, how did you do that? How are you so strong? And you'll be able to look at someone just like I'm looking at you. And you're going to say, I was afraid and I was weak. And through the fire, I was made strong. And you will come out too. But you've got to come out of the fire. You can't walk into it and then just sit down. You've got to continue the path. You will make it. You will be successful. But it's the choice of courage. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me every single week. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you on this journey. This podcast has been my dream for so long. And I can't wait to take this to even another level. I believe that God gave me a gift and it was my mouth. The same thing that I used to get in trouble for all the time. And I'm so excited to utilize that gift in even bigger ways this year. And I can't wait to share with you the things that I'm going to be doing. And I can't wait to have you a part of it. Like always, you guys, please leave a comment. Please leave a review. Give this 5 stars. Share this on your social medias, whether it's your Facebook or your Instagram. Tag me. I love sharing your reviews and my stories. And it just makes me so happy how much this podcast is changing your life. So you guys, I hope you have an amazing rest of your week and we will see you next time.